long would a 48 centimeter base plate take you?
That's an interesting question. It's like asking how long a piece of string is. It all depends on the intricacy of the design that I'm trying to create. For example, I created a meat pie. That took 20 hours.
Wow, yeah.
And recently, I've just created a ramen bowl of noodles, and that took about 16 hours or more, probably more actually, and 6 hours of that was just on the noodles themselves. So it really does depend on what I'm trying to have the picture look like and how intricate that is. And it all depends too on whether I have the Lego pieces in the colors that I want or whether I have to find these or source these. Currently, I'm surrounded by probably about 10,000 pieces of Lego, which sounds like heaps, but I tell you it's not. I always need more. There's always a need for more. You never quite have enough of the exact color or tone that you're looking for.
Is it easy to source them? Where do you usually get them from?
I've been lucky that local people in the community have been nice enough to give me their collections of Lego, but I also buy it when I need to get specific pieces. So a bit of both, a lot of donation and a bit of buying when I need to as well.
So that leads me to my question about your event. What is the theme of your exhibition?
I call this one Wannabe a Foodie because it's where my love of all things food and Lego collide, basically. And so basically, a lot of my designs this year are all food. So as I say, I have a meat pie, I have a jar of Aussie Mite, I have some beer. So all things food. I have a Big Eyes Bogo, if any of your listeners know what that is.
Yes.
So it's a celebration of all things food, but also a bit of 80s nostalgia. So I have a Game Boy. I have an 80s roller skate that's pink with a rainbow on the side of it. I have some characters from the 80s as well, so Garfield and Mr. Squiggle. So I just wanted it to be a nostalgic celebration of all things 80s and food and all the things I love.
Oh, that's great. So, what are people's responses typically to your art? How does your art make people feel?
Well, I think it really is nostalgic for them. They will point at my design when they see them and go, "Oh, that's who is that? Oh, yeah, that's Mr. Squiggle." And they'll look at their kids and go, "You're too young to know who he even is. But when I was growing up, he was on TV." And you see that interaction and you see kids recognize the Game Boy and recognize Bluey and things like that. And that's just amazing. That just makes my heart sing when people do that because that's what I've created for. It's about giving something back to the community, sharing my art with the community and sharing my talent with the world, sharing what I love.
Amazing. When is the exhibition?
Okay, so the exhibition starts on Friday the 8th of December from 6 p.m. is opening night, and it continues until Sunday the 10th at 4 p.m. And Saturday and Sunday will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. 4 p.m.